views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree. Today, I thought about what I really want to talk about, and I've been thinking about it over the last couple of weeks, and all of us have been in a turmoil. And I found out some really interesting information. One, Venus went retrograde. And I was going, okay, what's happening to all of us? So we're all, what I found out was we're all bubbling these emotions up. And I actually wrote a letter that I'm not proud of to somebody. And I said, wait a minute, that was so not like me. Why did I do this? So I went on this journey over the last week or so and found out the reasons why all the planets were aligned. So when she went retrograde, all these planets aligned together. And it was sending nothing but love to the planet and in the planet. So as above, so below. And what happened was, is emotions had to come to the top on some of us. And so we're okay. This is going to happen. And don't have any meltdowns. And so today, I have our other master teacher, Shauna Michaels, on the air with us. And what we're going to do is answer questions today, because I know for me, it was really hard. And I'm also going to be announcing the name of the Green Goddess. She's wanting her name to be brought out today, not being called the Green Goddess any longer. So today I'm taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. Hi, Shauna. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
So, you know, it was really hard when, you know, all the retrograde happened. And I didn't even, this is the first time I've ever felt it, right? I felt Mercury retrograde one time in my life. And it was like, what? And I had to feel this one, right? And all the love that was being shot through us and down the planet and stuff, right? And I was going, wow. Because all these dimensions we're thinking are way up above us. And they're really not. They're around us and in us, right? And I know that I did things that I wish I hadn't said or done. Have you ran across people like that lately?
Yeah, I think it's kind of an ongoing thing. But I think, as you know, some people are more sensitive to those energetic shifts in the universe.
Right.
I always notice those kinds of things. But that's just because that's how I am anyways, sensitive to that. But yeah, I definitely think there's some bodies that are just, you know, very susceptible to these retrogrades and these shifts that the universe has. And, you know, it's just, we do have to figure out within ourselves some strategies to navigate those waters.
Right. And I have to be the first to admit I blew it. I mean, and the next day I was asked, why did you write that letter? I really can't tell you why, you know, but I found out later, you know, these emotions had to come out of me. But here's the thing. As a goddess, you know, there's so many labels. First of all, I want to get this out. Centuries ago, we were called goddesses. And then next thing you know, the name witch came out. And all these other words, right? No matter what, if we're called witches or goddesses, we're just a divine being of light. And why we're here, as long as what we do is in the light. So the one thing is, I know people are feeling like they need to heal from the third dimension, right? Mm-hmm. And there's such a market for it right now. And it's kind of sad because I don't do that. You know, it's like, I know that they can heal from what's happening and there's people here that can help. But what I found out is I did a healing the other day, and I had found out that a whole bunch of stuff she brought forward into the fifth light. And the reason I'm calling it the light, because it is the light. It's in the third dimensional world, we're using the third, the fourth, the fifth, right? Well, somebody had told me, what do you mean the fourth light? What do you mean the fifth light? And if you really look at it, it's lightways, gateways, doorways, opening, however you want to say it. And when people look at things, and if you sit there and look at everything as a number, you're still bringing in that third dimension. Mm-hmm. So no way will I say anymore, the fifth dimension is the fifth light. Right. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I did this healing, we actually talked about food, and you actually got me hooked onto it, and other people are doing it now. And when I did the research on this food thing that we're doing, it's not even a diet, it's a way of living, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I'm going to try this and see how this works. And my whole family's doing it. Friends are doing it. Like I had told you, about 8 people doing this, the whole 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a way of living and not eating stuff that we thought was good for us.
Right.
So the one thing I never thought, you know, brown rice would hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I found out, wow, that's got a lot of sugar in it. You know, yeah. All these different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it can affect our abilities also, the foods that we're eating.
Absolutely. Well, if you think about it, you know, I mean, we all know as energy/light workers how important it is for us to be hydrated. So mm-hmm. It's no different than the food we put in our body. You know, if we are putting junk in, it's going to affect our ability to conduct all kinds of different things. Have it be, you know, have a good work life, have good relationships. What's our mental state? You know, are we taking care of our mental wellness? All kinds of different things. So I don't know when it happened in American culture
right.
where we became so disconnected from what we eat and how it affects us, but it happened and now we're kind of in the throes of it. But, you know, each one of us, as we've talked about before on your show, we each have a responsibility to take care of this vessel that's ours. And we can't do it. We can't have it both ways, right? We can't be sensitive to energies, but then ignore the fact that the food and the drinks that we put in our bodies are going to have an impact. So, you know, as energy workers and, you know, light workers or goddesses or whatever, you know, if you have to label yourself, whatever
right.
We want to be responsible for what we take out into the world, because I've done energy work. I've received energy work. And personally, for me, I want to be working with somebody who has an awareness of what they put in their bodies and how that's going to affect the work that they're able to do, you know, whatever that looks like energetically. And, you know, there's no disconnect. For some reason, we've, you know, separated these components out of what we eat, what we drink, what we think, how we do things, you know, physical exercise, all of these other things, but really it's all one thing. It's we're one holistic unit. You know, it's, mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that. So it's a big responsibility. And, you know, going off of your Venus retrograde, you know, probably the folks who are really struggling, maybe were the folks who are having some trouble with food allergies, you know, food contraindications with medications that they're taking or supplements mm-hmm. that they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
These are all important things to start to look at and consider if we continue to have people who, which I have worked with people who continually are affected by Venus or by Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for them, when I'm seeing 2 or 3 times where they're having these energetic issues, I say, okay, let's look at what you're putting in your body and how your body's functioning. Because mm-hmm. it could be something there where there's a disconnect in how the energy is being conducted.
I know for me, it was trying to please everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, there's like 600, you know, universal laws. And one of them is that I was breaking was pleasing everybody else, but not pleasing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I looked at that, and that's what that whole letter was about. I was releasing everything that was stuffed inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of what's funny is my dad, you know, that's all, that has already left the planet on the other side, which is just right here anyway, it's all around us, said, mm-hmm. Help me do that letter. And I didn't realize it until a couple of days later. It was like, oh, my dad helped me write that letter. He wrote that letter. Because I go back and look at it and I go, that is so him. You know, But it's okay. We have like, 3 months until the break, because after the break, I'm going to be bringing a big announcement through. I want people to know I will be announcing the Green Goddess's name. She does no longer want to be called the Green Goddess. She wants her name out there. So I'm going to leave that out there. Again, we'll be taking calls today and answering questions. It's 1-800-930-2819. So, Shauna, a lot of us have worked really hard to do what we do. And the ones that can't afford to do the studying that we've done, mm-hmm. Like I have the free seminar coming up, mm-hmm. and it's just to help people. How do you feel about that? Because some people are saying, do you want to give everything away for free? I don't feel I am. It's a soul exchange. Mm-hmm. It's what I'm doing. I'm giving them a little bit of knowledge. They're getting to know me. It's not like I'm giving all this information away.
Right. Yeah, I think that as being adults, we have the choice to have power and control over our lives. So, we can choose who we want mm-hmm. to exchange information with, who we want to mm-hmm. give some stuff away. I'm a big one in payback, and uh-huh. pay it forward. I just started working with a young lady yesterday. She's 19 years old. She's on high blood pressure medication now.
Oh, wow.
She's
wow.
19. So she cannot afford to pay me for 6 weeks of coaching. Nutritional mm-hmm. coaching. So I say to her, okay, it's more important to me that you get this information. What do you think you can do for me? What can you do? Well, I could help you with this and that and everything else that I have. I can come walk your dogs, whatever. It's called reciprocity.
Right.
So that's really important, but we don't have to do that with everyone. We have power and control to decide to get that energetic feeling from them of what it is that would be best, what the win-win would be for both of us. So I'm all for giving services away or giving information away as long as you're getting something, because that's one of the universal laws, right?
Right. And it really is. But you know what? It's no longer called the equal exchange. It's a soul yeah. exchange now.
Exactly.
We have to take a break. And I'm really excited about this. So everybody stay tuned. I will be announcing the name of your Green Goddess. We'll see you in just a few minutes with more Shauna Michaels and myself.
Crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it? Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I've been talking about the Green Goddess and a lot, and it's been on silvergaia.com. And today is a day I'm going to go and announce her name. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say it for you. Her name is Zarjahn. How it's spelled is Z-A-R-J-U-A-H-N. So I think we got a caller. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. This is Dr. Bree. Can I help you? Hi there.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just heard you mention a goddess's name. Who is that?
Yeah. She is from the 111th dimension, pre-creation. And she is like, if we're taking the world, right, and we're looking at it as a mirror world, but like utopia, where there's no chaos, there's no nothing. She's like the Gaia, which is the mother of the earth. But Zarjahn is like the mother of all goddesses. And she's very important that she's come through right now. She's nothing but love and understanding and compassion, but she's very strong on boundaries. And the more that I've worked with her, the more she's been giving out messages and saying, you know, we need to heal the planet. We need to work with the animals. You need to work with other people and bring these groups of people together so they can all understand what's happening right now, because it's no more separation. We are all one. That kind of explain a little bit to you?
Yes. And you talked about emotional outbursts and letters and things like that. Is there,
yes,
when you feel that coming, what are you supposed to do with it? Run in a closet and hide?
Well, I kind of felt like I should have when I wrote my letter. The one thing that people can do now, because the love shot through us and emotions went up, and now they're coming out little by little now. It's not as how it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. What they can do is, one, take a walk, do some deep breathing. They can reach out to friends that they know and talk it out. Don't hold it in. Don't stuff it in. That was my mistake. I stuffed in feelings trying to please other people. And I really came out like a bang. I'll put you that way. It was something I would never normally do. So that would be something that I'd suggest. And, you know, write down your feelings also.
Mm-hmm. You can write letters. I'm sorry.
Write letters? Uh-huh. Who are you writing them to, though?
One of our strategies is, if you have, usually someone will become clear to you that you're annoyed with or irritated with, or, you know, has really triggered you through this retrograde. And, you know, writing a letter is a really, really effective way to get those emotions outside of yourself, but you don't have to give it to them. You can just kind of do a little ritual where you get those feelings out on paper, be mad, be whatever you need to be, and then just tear it up. And you could do a little ritual where you burn it. Some people like to flush things down the toilet. You can rip it up and bury it outside. There's all kinds of different little strategies you can use where you can still be effective, but you're not actually like going out there and possibly hurting a relationship or, you know, hurting someone's feelings.
And I'm going to take the other side of that, if you don't mind, for a second. On the ancient ways is not ripping them up, because when you rip that paper up, you can let the energy out into the universe. So my way of doing it is crinkling it up and throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's two ways of doing that.
Yeah.
You have to be careful, though, don't you, that somebody doesn't find it? Because if you're writing a letter to somebody, I can see where you could be pretty nasty in the letter if you're feeling very strongly about your emotions.
So, yes, you want to make sure that you throw it in the garbage or burn it. You know, burning is not a problem, but it's not something you want hanging around for the person to see. Mine went through email, so I had to trash it, but it's, you know, I can't see it, but I know it affected the other person and several other people around. So don't email anyone if you're angry.
So how do you fix that? If you've sent an email and you try to fix sending the it's just like text messaging. You know how all the kids are text messaging and they say stupid things half the time, but sometimes they say things and you're really not sure what they're trying to say, but your feelings get hurt.
Right.
So do you just ignore that and say, oh, it's just their way of expressing themselves, or do you deal with it? Because I think my reaction is like, what are you, crazy?
So my feelings on that is you need to humble yourself. And one, you need to apologize to the person and say, I don't know why I did this, right? Because yes, text messaging, I'm not really into it because you only get half the conversation. And so you want to make sure, one, you forgive yourself. Let the other person know, hey, I don't know what happened to me. This happened. I'm sorry. I was having a bad day. But then you also, the person has to also honor and respect your feelings, how it may have affected you if they wrote, let's just say I wrote you the letter, right, that I'm talking about. And I would have to honor and respect your feelings, but you're honoring and respecting what I was going through at the same time. So it's not like a backlash of anything where we're hurting anybody. You know, after this is all over with, what you want to do is just say, I forgive you and go forward. And if you wrote the letter, I know. And forgiveness is one of the easiest things to do. Holding on to that negative anger is what's harder to do.
So how does the Green Goddess fit into this?
All right. Thank you for asking that question. She came here to teach and to bring nothing but love to this planet, to know that you guys are all in alignment of the grand design of what's happening right now. And I keep saying the grand design because those are her words. And if you look at the Mother Earth that we've been calling Gaia and the Gaia, but she is Gaia, and Zsa Zhaan is like the matriarch of, you know, of the goddesses. And she's here to help guide all the goddesses etherically that you can't see, because some people haven't raised that consciousness enough, even though they're here with us, all in one, as above, so below. And what she will be doing is bringing out more messages to help other people at this time to be able to settle into this energy that is not new. It's the ancient energies. And Zsa Zhaan is pre-creation time. So if you imagine her being from, she's pre-creation. And so if you look at it where the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth, right? But also, you know, it's all in one. She's before that. Isn't that great? Yeah.
Yeah, it is great.
And
it is great.
For her to be coming right now, it's an honor that I'm able to represent her. And it took a while there and some understanding on both sides. But now she's able to reach out and be comfortable.
So you can help a lot of people with this.
Oh, yes. Even with myself, I no longer have to travel out of body any longer. Everything is within me. And so now it's an understanding I have where I'm not leaving, but I'm in all dimensions. And with this knowledge that she has given me to bring to others, it's a love. It's a love I've never felt before. It's not a man's woman love. It's not a physical love. It's such an emotional love that she wants to hold. In one of the challenges I did, she said, and I think it's up on my blog, she's not here to prove her, anybody wrong or right. She's just here to help guide people in what they want to. You know, if they want to know the truth, she'll answer it. But she's very about boundaries. She's not going to hold anything back. So it's kind of like an elven. You can't lie to an elven. You can't manipulate a person that's been an elven. Nothing, right? And with her, you cannot do the same. You know, she's very stringent, but loving and kind. Like a mother to a child, you know, kind of that situation when you're raising your child in love. So that answer your question for you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much for your help. Now I can either write or start talking. Communication, I guess, is the biggest thing.
Yes.
Honest communication.
Mm-hmm. Honest communication.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. So, you know, saying her name now and not having to hold on it. I'm going to say it again. Zhar Zhan. And spell it out, Zharjuahan. It took me a while to understand it because she has a whole longer name than that. And, you know, the months of merging with her. And when I had to go through this breaking point with the letter, right, which I'm not very proud of, right? But I understand I had to release all this other stuff before I could bring her completely out. And when I did, and I merged with her and got her codes in me, you know, the DNA codes, right? My hair started turning silver. And her hair is silver. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. And it's like, wow. So it's like, okay, you know, let me represent her properly. But the silver hair is kind of cool. It's like, I want to finish it out.
And I love silver hair. I hope it all
so
comes in silver. That would be so cool.
I know. Wouldn't it be great? So we have to take a quick break. We'll be back more with Shauna Michaels and Silver Guy at Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class, or the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit InspiredNewAge.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So I want to explain a couple of things on this journey with the Green Goddess and Sharjahan, as we're calling her now, and that is her true name. She's a very long name, but this is what I want to explain, is that when I started back in October merging with the goddess, I was like going, okay, I can do this. I'm not sure what's happening. This is not a part of me. I brought goddesses in of who I was, but not one that I was not. This was a soul agreement that was made thousands and thousands of years ago, pre-creation time, when I had no idea about it. And as I'm talking about this now, it chills through me because it's such a great responsibility, and that I am willing to be a part of something this great, along with being asked to be this part. So there's a humility there that I have to say thank you to her for allowing me to bring her messages through. So you were asking me during the break, Shauna, does she have any messages for you? And I end up taking my glasses off right now again, because with glasses, sometimes it can interfere, the metal does, with my mind's eye. And it's like I'm seeing through three eyes, my human eyes and, you know, my normal eyes we have, and my mind's eye. And I will not say, this is one thing, and my hands, as you can see, are kind of flying, the listeners can't, but I don't call it third eye. I use the mind's eye. That is the old way of doing things, and I will always do them in the ancient ways, even though people may not understand it. So, yes, she does have a message for you. And so you know me well enough to know when I start getting amped up what happens. And so here's the thing, is stay in your truth. Be who you are. And the color that you're wearing right now is a power color. Be aware of that power color that you carry. It is not always about your power. It could be somebody else's power that could get out of control of the color that you are wearing right now. That's one thing. And she's very happy with the work that you are doing. She's willing to answer any questions that you do have, if you have one or two that you'd like to ask.
I think my questions would be just something that really challenges me in my work is managing the emotional aspects of other people. You know, because we're in the professional setting, and I find that I have a very low tolerance for overly emotional responses in the professional setting. And I would like to be more understanding of that.
So the one thing that she's saying, without me going into full mediumship, because I don't want to lose control, and I got my hands out, the one thing she's saying is don't be so hard on yourself. You and I haven't taught. And so this has got me kind of going. What she says, she's saying, you're being really hard on yourself. You're expecting more out of yourself than you can give. Put some gentleness and tenderness and walk with ease and grace for yourself right now. That's the only way we're going to get through things. And you'll get through the hard times you're going through right now. But you've got to do it with the ease and grace. It's really pushing the ease and grace and the gentleness. It's not an easy thing to do what you're doing. And she thanks you for working with her children. As she has said that a mother would never throw their child away, but she would not. But there are people that have said, okay, you're 18, you can go now, or you're 16, I can't take you care of you no more. And those children feel lost, right? And what you're doing in your job, she's saying that, well, what she's kind of going really fast. I got to get her to slow down. So what she's done is she has taken all of her children and held them to her breast energetically. And you're doing that same type of job where you're holding these people energetically to your heart, the heart chakra, your chest, and mothering them and helping them in a way that it should be done in the correct way. So people look at it and say, okay, today I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this day, and you get interrupted by somebody that needs you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about cleaning the house. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Take care of that child that she's the great mother of all. Mm-hmm. And this is the roles that you're here to play.
Right.
Is to help guide and support others.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome. So, yeah, wow. Her energy is something else, let me tell you. yeah. So anyway, so here's the thing is when we are working this hard and bringing energies through or whatever we're doing in life, we need to make time for ourselves. And that's one thing I forgot, was to make time for myself. And now that I have, it's actually been kind of fun. And I'm like going, okay, I can do that. And now I see why she's saying the color. That is a red of a red. I put my glasses on in case they're wondering. Yeah, I can see why she's saying that, to be careful there.
It's so funny because I literally own one piece of red clothing and it's a sweater. And I just don't wear red. It's not for any particular reason. It's not something that I choose. And this morning I was running around in a black sweater and all of a sudden I saw this one. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear this instead. So it was a very weird, you know, kind of decision for today. So I think that there's a lot of significance there.
Yeah. And there is a red goddess also. Mm-hmm. And she is very much about holding the energy of love, right? But also very much about boundaries. And she's very powerful. But, you know, yeah. I couldn't do it. I mean, that red goddess.
Well, you know, I relate to what the message is because I do feel like there are times when I can throw off very powerful energy and it can be really intimidating to folks. And I don't really realize I'm doing it. But I'll get very determined, you know, I'll feel very determined and I have to do this and I have to do that. And then it comes off as this very, you know, strong, powerful, kind of intimidating energy. So I've become more aware of that in the last couple of years.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been that way since I've been a kid. Have you been the same way?
I think so. I don't think I realized it, but yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely think I've been that. Yeah. My whole life.
I didn't realize it when I was real young either. And I'm going, why do you intimidate people? It's the energy we carry.
Exactly.
So, very few of us, there's like a handful of us, are all female energy. And when you're all female energy, it's a very dominating energy. Mm-hmm. And if we're all male, mm-hmm. same thing. So, right. But you're lucky enough where you can balance that out. Mm-hmm. And now with the energy that's back where it should be, I'm finally able to balance. But it was taking me to throwing cords into my feet and, you know what I've been through for mm-hmm. all these months and mm-hmm. being able to understand exactly where Gaia was coming from. Then I'm like going, okay, this new goddess that's merging with me. I had to understand where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. And then my work, you know, I was like, I got to understand where they're coming from. It was finally, mm-hmm. you know, okay, I don't have to understand no more. I'm done.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's where, you know, releasement and stuff. But I like the question that our caller had on how to release it. And when you came up with the letter, the reason I bring up is when you tear up a picture, even of a person, like my mom was famous for this, right? Cutting out my dad out of pictures,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I'd say, mm. Mom, you know, you're the one that taught me you're letting the energy out. Mm. You know, so I had to remind her, right? Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, like 3 years before she had passed over, but, mm-hmm. When you're ripping that and cutting all that a paper up, you're actually letting the energy out. Mm-hmm. You really don't want to do that. So, you know, we're a teaching show, so might as well just bring that all out and let them know that. The other thing is, when you brought up writing that letter, And I'm going, okay, so I did it on the internet. How do I take that back on the, from the internet then?
Right. Yeah. Well, so, you don't, but you make amends. And like you said, you know, one thing I taught my daughters when they were growing up was that I'm a fallible, flawed human being. So, you know, when I made mistakes, as we all do in parenting, I can't tell you how many times I had to go to them and say, well, mommy really screwed that up. Uh-huh. I apologize. I commit to do better next time. And I hope you can forgive me. And then you walk away and you find a way to forgive yourself for that and let it go and move on, because that's what we do as human beings, is we screw stuff up. So we have to get in the habit of learning how we can forgive ourselves. And I've written many, many forgiveness letters to myself. Mm-hmm. And gotten everything out I wanted to have on a piece of paper. And then I've either burnt it or, you know, whatever with it. So, you know, you can get really creative and have it be very effective. But sometimes getting started can be a little challenging. So that's where, for a lot of people, you know, I'll just give them what I, you know, offer some options and suggestions, and then they're off and running.
I know for me, if I try to type it up, like on Word, right? My fingers, mm-hmm. my mind is going so fast. So the one thing I was going to tell people, keep your tongue off the top of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, if you want to really have an effective letter, you have to write it by hand. Mm-hmm. It accesses mm-hmm. a different part of your brain. It accesses the emotional part of your brain. Mm-hmm. It's, you just have to. You cannot do an effective emotional letter when you're typing it on a computer.
You can't.
Something that I just firmly believe in. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it too many times where we don't access what we want.
I think I have, well, like I have a legal pad sitting right here, right? And then I have legal pads at home and I grab them all the time. Okay, I forgive myself for this, you know, but we're going to take a break here in a minute. And I had spoke with Judy Kelly the other day. She's one of the master teachers, you know, and she was going through a hard time too. And we're all, we're going through this hard time. And I talked with other ones going through the same thing, but she gave me an idea. And when we come back from break, I want to talk about this because it was like, this is what I forgot to do for me during the shifting energy. And we've all forgot it. And it was like, so I told her today what happened. And I said, she goes, well, make sure you talk about it in the air.
Yeah, so, I want to know.
Yeah. Because one, you know, the love is here, guys. We're going to, you know, you're going to blow up. You're not going to understand. But once I let that all out and then atone for my behavior, right? Mm-hmm. There's been a calmness that came over me. So we're going to take a quick break. Be back in just a few minutes with more Silver Guy Radio.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hawk. Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Welcome back, everyone. So I'm going to go right to this. We only have a few minutes left before the end of the show. So when I spoke with Judy Cowley, I was saying everything's been going great except for what happened with the letter and everything, right? And so we got into this big conversation. I pulled my car over the side of the road and we sat and talked, right? And then I was saying something else and she goes, Bree, you need to call upon your I Am Present. Because, you know, a lot of people go through financial difficulties, we do, you know, and everybody does. And I went, oh, yeah, with everything I've been doing, I forgot to call upon my I Am Presence and say, I am open to receive monetarily now. I'm open to receive clients. I'm open to receive callers. I'm open to receive whatever is in the highest good for me. So that's one thing we forget sometimes. We're so busy doing our job that we forget to say, I'm open to receive love and laughter today.
Yep, that's huge.
So when I get off the air today, I have a special person I want to call and kind of bug her and say, you know, hey, it was a great show I had today, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can bug you anytime. But you...
but yes, saying, I love it.
Isn't it great? But we forget to ask to receive.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely. So we have gratitude. I think a lot of us are really pretty good at that. I think we make time for it. Even if we don't write it down, we're thinking about it. I start my day every day with, you know, at least 3 levels of gratitude for myself.
Good.
So I think this could be a really big part of that, you know, just that daily self-care. What are you open to? What are you willing to receive? You know, so much of the time we go out there and kind of ram what we want down the universe's throat. But we forget that we have to also create an openness and a willingness to receive what we are asking the universe to give us.
So
and we kind of forget that part.
Right. And I got to say this. When you said ram the universe,
yeah.
So Jean was like, you can't. That no longer happens. You have to now take responsibility for your own actions and what you're doing now. She's like really wanting to go right now. And so I guess we're going to hit a soapbox moment in a minute. Because she's like, number one, take care of yourselves. Number two, take care of my children. Number three, take care of the planet. By the way, the whales are back. Take care of them. They've got their knowledge of Lemuria, and they're here with messages for us. The other thing is just saying, take care of the children that you cannot see. The mermaids are here. They're open. They're alive. They're out here in the Pacific Northwest. They're in the Puget Sound. You know, I mean, all these different things that I've been going through that I've talked to other people about, but not on the air, and now it's coming out. The other thing is, fairies, they're here. They're everywhere around us and watching. They're wanting to help. Give them something to do, a task in your home. They do not like a dirty home. Clean it up. You know, I mean, this is what's kind of going. I thought I talked bad.
Wait, was that message for me?
Well, I don't know. But she's got a lot of energy right now. It's like, I need to talk real quick. the other thing is love each other no matter what happens in our lives. Never stop loving each other. A lot of people will stop at different times and say, okay, you know, I love my sister immensely. I will tell you that. But we kind of have a relationship. It's kind of stand backish, right? Her beliefs and my beliefs are a little different, right? But I love her very much. Okay. And here's the thing. I honor and respect her. And that's what Jarjan is saying, honor and respect. I did not come here not for honor and respect. I'm not here to prove you wrong or right, just to guide you, like she had said before. And she's saying it again. If she can give one word that she wants to give right now, is love. So if you look at, I'm just pulling something out here because that was, she kind of is calmed down a little bit. So if you take the color green, and we were calling the green goddess for a reason. And I found out, okay, so one, we all know that the heart chakra is green, mm-hmm. the color for that chakra, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's green, that's healing also from Archangel Raphael. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're taking that color and just put that all over you, you know, that's the one thing she says, put it all around you and hold yourself in that green. So you're giving yourself this big, big hug. Mm-hmm. And as you're giving yourself that big hug to heal, you can help heal other people out there. But, you know, we all have to heal ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to look at.
Yep, but, absolutely.
But once you start looking at it, can it be the easiest thing to do? Mm-hmm. I believe it can be. It's not that hard. So what do you think about all that?
I think people have to realize that we are evolution. We're a work in progress from beginning to end. And I cannot tell you how many people, especially women I've worked with, who feel like they're going to go do this and they're going to be healed and then they'll be fixed.
Right.
And that to me, it's like nails on a chalkboard because I will never be done learning. I'll never be done growing. I hope when I'm on my deathbed, I'm still becoming in touch with some part of myself.
I'm sorry, but I'll just tell you right now, Saint Germain, that's one of my favorite guys, right, that I have. He's mm-hmm. still learning.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
He loves to show up and tease people and stuff and do things and be funny, right?
Exactly.
But it's just like, but he also is very serious, and ascended masters are still learning, mm-hmm. even when they transition over, and you may not be able to see them around you. And then there's some of us that can't, there's a lot of us that can, not just some of us, a lot of us that can. And knowing they're with us, it's like, okay, let's take that break and listen to him because he may have something to give us, or can we teach him something? Mm-hmm. And he's laughing right now. I'm sorry, but he's he's laughing. He's like going, oh, Brie. You had to say that.
You know, our society doesn't encourage us to listen to ourselves. It doesn't encourage us to be connected to our heart. It doesn't encourage us to be internal at all. Our society actually really encourages the opposite. So, you know, we're always evolving. We're always growing. It can be a very exciting part of life. And it is all about self-love and acceptance and appreciation and committing to yourself that you love yourself enough and you care enough that you're going to be going out there and sharing that with other people. Mm-hmm. Because I don't believe you can love externally and that will foster a self-love. I think it's the other way around.
No, it's the other way around. You have to love yourself inside. But the messages that she wanted to get out mm-hmm. was to love her children.
Yes.
And that's everybody in the world. It's the animals.
Yep. That's right.
The little tiny worms, the little tiny spider, you know, all of that.
I stepped on a snail yesterday and I almost cried.
It's hard, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was really sad. And so I said I was sorry and I appreciated his life and thanked him.
And I'm glad you did that. I really am. A lot of people don't realize that. Oh, it's just a fly. It's just a worm. No, it's not. It's a live being. You know, people ask about stones and I'm going, they're alive still. Even when they're taking that ground, how do you think they self-heal?
Yeah.
You know, all of that. So I want to thank you, Shauna, for being here today. This was kind of an exciting day to me that I was mm-hmm. able to bring out her name. Again, Jarjan, Zarjuahn. She's calmed down in me now. It's like, finally, she's like, this is a big day. It's like, I'm out. I'm no longer hiding. Now mm-hmm. I can be my true authentic self, which is important. you know, so many people talk about being their true authentic self. But you know what? Here's the thing. When you look at other people being your true authentic self, you should be loving those people no matter what. It doesn't matter what society thinks of us, because honestly, I could give a rip what people, what society thinks of me. I'm who I am, just like who you are. And I love and respect you as you love and respect me for the work that we do. We may have different ideas, but that's what's great about this show, the controversy that we can bring together. So, I just want to thank everybody and thank our caller that called in with some very important questions that was able to be answered. And I want to thank you for the job you're doing.
And everyone else. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.
So give out your information real quick, how they can get a hold of you, Shauna.
Well, you can give me a call. That's always a good way to do it. 425-508-2480. I'm in Everett. I do Skype sessions. I do phone sessions. I'm very flexible and accessible. That's probably the most reliable way to get a hold of me right now. I am on Facebook. Okay. Last name is spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-S. And I have a business page, Shauna Michaels, Personal Empowerment Coach.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining Silver Gaia Radio. And we'll see you all next week.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.